This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome. We're already 30 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. Colonel Craig Roberts is joining us in about 30 minutes. Talk about government-sponsored terror, one of the most important subjects we cover. And I got a bunch of other news. Turns out that, again, more evidence that the government ran the IRA and the Protestants and carried out most of the terror as a pretext for control in England and Ireland and Scotland. That's coming up. Right now we're talking to Dan, and I guess he's there in Oklahoma. And Dan, you just got the Road to Tyranny on DVD. You had a question. Restate that question.
I'm in Illinois.
Okay, well, first you said Illinois, then you said Oklahoma, sir.
No, I said I'm watching your DVD. I've got to the Oklahoma part.
Okay, I understand now. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you see, even without the evidence, I know that you have 100% on that. You don't even think they were in the plane. I agree with you. They probably weren't. But even if they were, suicide is not the tactic of Al-Qaeda. They're soldiers. They're confusing, they're trying to portray them as if they're Palestinian people who are desperate to do those things.
Well, here's the problem with 911. To even get into it would take 3 hours if I went 100 miles an hour. The so-called hijackers, we know this. MSNBC, Washington Post, you name it, had their homes, their cars, their credit cards were all FBI, CIA, and some were Mossad issued. That's been on Fox News everywhere. The new deputy director of the FBI admitted that Mossad was involved with them, trying, I guess, get it off on the Israelis last year. That's all out in the open. We know that. Now it turns out that at least 9 of the 19 are still alive. So that's a little under half of them. We also know that they were trained Pensacola Naval Air Station. That was MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, San Jose Mercury News, ADA out at the... out of the Defense Language School. And, then one of their passports gets found in the rubble in New York. I mean, give me a break, folks. This is so ridiculous. You got three aircraft coming down from 30-something thousand feet with total precision, hitting the Pentagon, hitting the South and North Towers. All of this, the buildings then imploding, the seismographs picking up explosions, the firefighter tapes being seized, the government saying they malfunctioned, they didn't, Mayor Willie Brown being told not to fly, Ashcroft, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, being told not to fly, admitting it in the news, the head of Pakistani intelligence wiring $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, he's meeting with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman 2 days before the attacks, his second trip in his life to the U.S., Bush on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic before 911, all this together, then the motives... then the U.S. troops massing in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, Bush having the launch orders on his desk, then claiming they never heard of plans to hijack jets and fly them into buildings when it had been all over the news hundreds of times, the Pentagon running drills of hijacked jet airliners flying in. That day, the CIA running a drill of hijacked jet airliners flying into the New York and D.C. skyline. I mean, this was all on the record. That morning, the CIA's running a drill of flying planes in the buildings. Come on, folks, don't be stupid. So you look at all, then you got Operation Northwoods. So understand, these Arabs were just seen at the scenes at the airport. A bunch of them have been proven to be alive. That right there. So all, but the point is, we can prove prior knowledge. We can prove they're not having real committees investigate prior knowledge. We can prove they're taking our liberties while leaving the borders wide open. They're destroying what America is, what the flag symbolizes.
Plus, they didn't even use the right type of people. They're not suicide type people.
But the point is, they've proven a bunch of them are still alive.
Right. So I mean, but they're even trying to get us to buy the people who have education, that have something to live for, are ready to kill themselves into a building.
That's never been the Al Qaeda MO. You're right. They plant bombs. They leave every time somebody needs a distraction.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
More calls and more news coming up. 1-800 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Yes, I've had a lot of coffee, so strap yourselves in.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we don't have to go along with this new world order, but we have to realize what the playing field is. Governments are always run by strong men. And now we have a sophisticated plutocracy of private families that own the private central banks that buy and sell our politicians like so many marbles. They own our universities. They own our dominant media. They are dumbing the population down. They are training us that we're going to have more and more terror and we've got to give up our liberty and that they're going to give us security. But they need us to go along with the evil. They need us to become tattletales. They need us to become Stasi secret police. They need us to buy their fraud for it to succeed. And the good news is they tried Henry Kissinger as the whitewash chairman of the committee. The new guy they appointed, the former governor, he had to resign. That's falling apart. They tried to force vaccinate 11 million people. They refused. So now they can't vaccinate the entire population with their deadly smallpox injection. That program is stalling for them. And as things get worse and worse, as the globalists consolidate more and more, it's going to be important for people to know that it was the bankers who said they were going to take their pension funds. And it was the bankers who said that they were going to destroy the dollar. And it was the globalists, the Europeans that own our central banks, that are using America to carry out its dirty work, taking over sovereign countries. There is no fight between our government and the EU and the UN. They're all owned and run by the same people. And it's so important that we tell the truth, that we speak out. Middle-class folks out there, you don't protect your pension funds and your 401ks and your businesses by going along with tyranny, by supporting the Patriot Act and saying, oh, well, things have changed after September 11th. We have to give up our liberty to be safe. Wake up. Think about what's happening. They're taking your liberties, but leaving the borders wide open. It's a complete and total massive fraud. And now, every day, almost every paper, they say, yes, it's a new world order. And what is a new world order? A world government with courts where there are no juries, where you can't face your accusers, with a world ID card, with a standardized system, merging our governments through so-called trade pacts, merging our currencies, merging our social security systems, merging our militaries. They've signed deals to merge Mexican and Canadian militaries with our military. It's already official. They're merging our governments under the Union of American States. The average person still has no idea about giant historical movements, all because the news didn't publicize it. Here's the Chicago Tribune again. The American Empire, like it or not, it's reality. Embrace it. Get used to it. Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. How you doing? I just actually bought your the new Police State 3.
Right, it's shipping out tomorrow.
That's good. One thing, are you aware of a guy by the name of David J. Meyer? Last Trumpet newsletter?
I'm a little familiar with the name. Why?
I was just wondering because he actually has a very good newsletter every month that comes out.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
He basically says about the new the KGB working with the Soviet Union KGB. Yevgeny Primakov, former head of Soviet Union's KGB, has now been hired as a consultant to Tom Ridge and the Homeland Security Department.
And they tried to deny that, but it turned out it was true.
Yep, it's the CAPS 2 system that everybody's going to have a threat file and everything from. A threat file to, they're going to attach it
to... By the way, if you don't have good credit, you're going to be in the threat file. It's just like in Germany, where your papers all list who you are and what you can do and what jobs you can have and can you work in agriculture, can you work behind the counter at a restaurant, can you work in a cab or a truck. Yeah, it is textbook maximum tyranny. I have Ridge on tape from last year on C-SPAN, head of Homeland Security, saying we'll all have cards to have jobs and troops are going to be in the factories.
But they had on. Did you remember when they had what's his name, Colin Powell on one of his shows like 2 years ago?
He said that Russia can't force him to take a national ID card, but we will.
Exactly, it's the Social Security number. That's what it was. Basically, he blurted
internal
it out.
Passport.
He blurted it out right on national TV.
Your internal passport. Yes.
I have one more question. I'm sorry if it takes so long. Are you aware of a guy by the name of William Cooper?
Of course I am.
Okay. Well, he said something. There's something on his website, and he has a all his recordings from way back.
Yeah, I know.
But he has one thing about you being a liar.
I understand, sir. That's a diversion. Total diversion. I appreciate your call. Frankly, my show is not about, and most other shows are, and that's why we never get anywhere. My show is not about, what this talk show host says or what that talk show host says in the Patriot movement. I'm sorry. My show is not the gossip column. Most of the other shows are, and that's why they don't go anywhere. William Cooper became unstable in the last years of his life before he was gunned down by a SWAT team in his Arizona home. I called the guy up when he was in trouble with the IRS calling for help and said, I'd like to interview you. And he began cussing and yelling and saying, only I have the answers. Well, I want to just tell folks, I never got into UFOs and stuff you can't prove. Cooper did. And I don't know what Cooper's problem was, and I'm sad he's dead. I'm not going to sit here and talk about somebody who's dead. But the man took 5 hours, 4 hours of radio shows I did, edited it down to 25 minutes, and then gave me the, it's profanity, so I can't say it, but the award of the century for a broadcast I did in 1999 where a caller called in on Y2K Day and said, ABC News is reporting that a missile has been fired from Russia. And I said, okay, we'll air a song. I'll go turn ABC News on. So I came back after the song. I was on with Michael Trudeau on his show. I'd done 3 hours on my show, and I was doing his show. And I came back on, and I said, yes, ABC News said that some missile has been fired from Russia. ABC News said that. And then 10 minutes later, I go, okay, ABC News announces they had a general from NORAD, and he says that it was a Scud out of Chechnya. We reported what they said. And then with that, Cooper ran with it and said, Alex says that Russia fired a missile at us and we're all going to get nuked. So talk about grasping at straws. And he took that. He took that and he edited that. And then he had me an edit for me on at night, on the nighttime show, where I talked about how our government was arming Russia so that they would have Tupolev missiles and could reach our country with a new system of missile. And that was edited onto me talking about ABC News and the missile. So that was real nice and real friendly. And now, see, we've been completely diverted off of the real news. So that's sad. Very, very, very sad. And I would challenge people to you know, stick with stuff you can prove, like the Patriot Act, what it says, Section 501 of Patriot Act 2, or Section 213 of H.R. 3162, the first Patriot Act. I would stick to the Knight Ridder newspaper last week saying, Knight Ridder News Service, neocons call for a new world order. I would stick to that. I would stick to this Chicago Tribune headline, the American Empire, like it or not, it's reality, embrace it, get used to it. See, that's out in the open. And it goes on to how we're now an empire and you'd better accept the dark historical connotations. There's been a huge shift in attitudes towards empire, says Bruce Robbins, a Columbia University professor of English and comparative literature who is critical of the shift. Well, you know, Zygmunt Brzezinski, founder of the Trilateral Commission in 74, with David Rockefeller and the peanut farmer, Jimmy Carter, said in his book, published in 98, A Grand Chessboard, God, to pay me, I plug it so much, that they would use and needed Pearl Harbor events to unify the American people behind a war for global empire and a new world order. The Project for an American Century, the papers written by Rumsfeld and Cheney in 97 through 2000, say at projectforanamericancentury.org that they needed catastrophic terrorist attacks, that was needed. Pearl Harbor events, they use that quote as well, against America to get us behind a national draft, a world government, a war for empire. So, see, what I do on this show is I don't talk about the visions that some prophet had out in the desert who said the nukes are going to go off next week. And I don't talk about Planet X. And I don't talk about flying saucers. And I don't talk about psychics. And I don't talk about other talk show hosts, unless there's some national host like Sean Hannity saying every child should take a microchip. I have it on video of Hannity and Combs. Or if it's Savage saying, put anyone who disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp. I occasionally break my rule for that. But I don't talk about rumors and trash. I do not do it on this show. There's enough insane craziness to fill up the day and the night and to never have to speculate one single time. And that's what we do here on this show. If you want a bunch of garbage, you can get it other places. You know, we don't do that here. We talk about what the globalists are doing, their trend. I'm so accurate, I got on the air in July of 2001, and I said, call Congress, call the White House, tell them we know they're going to use bin Laden to go after New York. Now, I did that on air dozens of times. I did it on TV. It's in the Masters of Terror, the clip of myself on TV saying it, warning people, putting out the phone numbers to Washington. I have real sources, like David Shepherds, like Judicial Watch, But I have better sources than that. My own analytical skill of the propaganda they're putting in the media before they launch major accelerations of the program. The globalists are using terror to scare you into submission. That's what's important.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. By now, you've all heard about prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products, the natural product to help men maintain and improve their prostate health. Did you know each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo prostate surgery? Odds are 2 to 1 you'll have prostate problems by the time you're 60 years of age. How do you fight back? With prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products. It's all natural and effective. High-potency prostate wellness active ingredient, beta-sitosterol, commonly referred to as the prostate miracle, has been helping men with prostate and urinary problems such as frequent urination and difficult urination caused by the natural growth of the prostate. Call OneSource Health Products toll-free at 888-432-8900 for more information or to place your order today. Prostate wellness also contains zinc, essential for the prostate health, and selenium, a powerful antioxidant that protects the cell membrane and has been shown to decrease the risk of prostate cancer. It's guaranteed to work. You've nothing to lose. So call 1-888-432-8900. That's 888-432-8900. Or visit OneSourceHealthProducts.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm here live. And then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, rebroadcast the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 hours a day of this broadcast, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on shortwave and the internet at InfoWars.com and net. We have Colonel Craig Roberts of Army Intelligence joining us in the next segment. You don't want to miss it. Let's go ahead and talk to Joan in Florida. Joan, good to talk to you. Welcome.
Well, I had a great Mom's Day yesterday.
Oh, well, yes, I want to say we appreciate all the mothers out there.
Yeah. Real quick, the other day, Ed Case, Representative Ed Case, Democrat of Hawaii, Congressman, Hawaii, the House of Representatives and the Senate both passed a resolution concerning Patriot 2, the Bill of Rights, and or not the Bill of Rights. You know what I'm saying, honey. I'm so upset right now.
No, it's the Bill of Rights.
Well, I mean, reaffirming the Bill of Rights and their concerns over the Patriot Act and one.
And now the neocons will have a field day saying, oh, look at the liberals, when the leadership of the Democrats helped pass it in the first place. They're all together on this, but you do have some low-level members doing it. And, yes, I do have that report, and that's good news.
And one more quick thing. You know, you've had people on concerning the prison industries. Well, Representative Pete Hoekstra of Michigan, Republican, has H.R. 1829. I saw him on a colloquy with Mark Souder Thursday a week ago concerning the prison industries and how they're putting our small businesses out of business. So
yeah,
our people are not
a
only...
A lot of good old boys, Jones, say, hey, make them prisoners work. The problem is most of the industry is now privatized. It is an industry. They're working for an average of 23 cents an hour competing against your jobs.
Well,
from the lumber to electronics to furniture to
uniforms for our military,
customer service, everything. It's taking our jobs. It's slave camps. And a half million people in the system now.
Real quick, John Ashcroft and the Justice Department want to expand it by 30%. And I asked my congressman's office, I said, well, what does that tell me? If you expand your business, you need more workers. Does that say more of us are going to be in jail?
Of course. Look, they
and
had a CBS News piece, Joan, 2 years ago where they said there's a couple million in prison now. They said 3.3 million. They'll soon be 30-plus million. So they're out in the open saying all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to give you the number of H.R. 1829.
What does that bill do?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I was away for my 50th class reunion. I didn't take notes, but Souder and the other fellow, Mark Souder and...
Okay, what did they say the bill did?
They were trying to restrict it in some way.
So it's a bill to expand the prison industry.
They admitted, they're not for it. They're against it.
Okay.
And plus, they said that they're already, the government is already building new plants, new buildings for expansion of the plants.
Yeah, I mean, what did camps do in Germany? You had a bunch of prisoners next door to a plant.
Right.
It's incredible. Joan, I appreciate the call. Interesting points. Yeah, it's just incredible. And now our military is going to be made up of illegal aliens south of the border. And it's all over the news, and then the government tries to deny it. It's just incredible. But, yes, I did hear they'd gotten some resolution introduced to reaffirm the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What could be wrong with that? You know, we're not the radicals here. The globalists are radically reengineering our society, destroying our liberties and freedoms. We need to get our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, back. That's what needs to happen here. And it is so vitally important that it happen now, not tomorrow, not next week. And it starts by you out there, instead of learning all the baseball or football scores, learning how the Bill of Rights and Constitution works. It's exciting. It's dynamic. They don't want you to know about it. That's why it's not taught in school. Even the L.A. Times admits they're glorifying many school textbooks, distort history, slamming the U.S., and glorifying despotic regimes. That's the headline. They don't just not teach the Bill of Rights. They teach that tyranny is good. And last week it was reported that the Strauss, the head of the neocons, the founder of the neocon movement, was against freedom, was against a free society. Well, it doesn't matter if it's the neocons or the liberals. They're all together, big government, open borders, globalism, gun confiscation, selling out our sovereignty, NAFTA, GATT, supercomputers to communist China, protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee. It's the same story. Selling this nation out. They've gotten so confident they're out of control.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have inhaled.
That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is out. 2 hours and 37 minutes long. You want an intelligence briefing? You want an education on the overview, the globalist master plan? You want to know about Patriot Act 2 in massive detail? 40 minutes, 35 minutes of the film is about the Patriot Act and Homeland Security. We've got about 40 minutes of it is about other examples of government-sponsored terrorism, from Russia to the U.S. to England, where they're admittedly engaging in terror, to Israel, controlling Hamas, admitted carrying out the bombings as a pretext for political control. That's just some of what's in this film. 2 hours, 37 minutes, $25.95. It's really the equivalent of three or four different videos. Incredibly fast-moving, well-documented. You want to wake somebody up, this is it. Get it, make copies, get it out to police, firemen, county commissioners, opinion makers in your area so they know what they're part of. And people in government wake up even better than those that are out of government because they've already heard or seen almost everything I'm talking about. I just connect all the dots for them. Of course, I have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, two films about 9-1-1 and the globalist plan and how they did it and what's coming next. Great films. Nine films I've made total that we're offering at InfoWars.com or net. $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece, a big discount. And there's my book, 230 pages, only $12. Get the films, get the book, support the show, but more importantly, get the word out and expose what the globalists are doing. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I'm going to be up in Kansas City with Colonel Craig Roberts and others this Saturday from 10 in the morning till about 7 at night at the Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard between I-70, Kansas City, and Independence, Missouri. And you definitely want to come to that. It's sponsored. It's a benefit for KCXL 1140 AM. It's been carrying my show for 3 years. And we're on there, of course, right now. And you need to call the station. It's $15 to get in, and all proceeds go to the station. And because we believe in what they're doing, Colonel Roberts will have a two-hour PowerPoint presentation. We'll have another additional 30 minutes to take questions. So as long as he needs, I'll speak for several hours. Other people are going to be there, like John Stadtmiller. You'll definitely want to come to that, and the radio station number is 816-792-1140, 816-792-1140. That's this Saturday, Kansas City. All right, joining us is Colonel Roberts, best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill, a Marine Corps sniper. He's written a new book with General Wheeler, Doorway to Hell, Disaster in Somalia, excellent book. He's an expert on the New World Order. He's a colonel in Army intelligence, now retired. He was a detective, worked the Oklahoma City case. I'll tell you, the globalists carried that baby out. And he's up to speed and knows the paradigm, and we're honored to have him back on the broadcast today. Colonel Roberts, good to speak with you.
Always glad to be back on, Alex.
Now, something might be wrong with your phone. You might turn the volume down or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, it sounds good now. Good to have you on, sir.
Oh, I had to hit the anti-bug device here.
All right. tell us a little bit about yourself and what the New World Order is, how we stop it, and then I've got some news articles I want to throw at you and get your take on.
Okay, well, you know, my end of this deal is finding the Achilles heels of what the globalists are doing. And about myself, I think most people know who I am, and then go to my website and find out the rest at www.riflewarrior.com. Go over there, and it tells a little bit about me and my background and some of the things I believe in. I did 26 years on the Tulsa Police Department, and all sorts of different assignments, from undercover to flying helicopters to SWAT team. I was one of the investigators that was assigned to help the FBI in the Oklahoma City bombing case, and had a problem with all the lies that I was seeing there, and did everything I could to try to expose what was really going on behind the scene with the Iraqi terrorist connections to the Philippines and all of that.
You almost called them Iraqis. I think that would be a good term for them.
It's one of those Freudian slips after you've been on the road for 3 days.
Iraqis, yes. The Iraqis.
I think
the Mossad Iraqis. Go
we,
ahead.
We may have coined a new phrase we'll have to investigate here. But then I had a parallel career after 4 years in the Marine Corps on active duty, a year of which I was in Vietnam and, you know, in the infantry with a sniper rifle. I did a further 26 years in the National Guard and Army Reserve, most of it being an infantry officer, but the last 12 or 14 years or so working in the intelligence area.
And your dad worked overseas in some CIA projects, so you grew up around it.
Oh, I grew up in a whole family full of spooks. I think I'm the only non-spook there. So I had a lot of assets and resources to help me write some of the books, like The Medusa File and Killzone, that other people didn't have access to. So I was able to do a lot in that area, but it was during this time that I stumbled upon over and over the same names, the same money, the same power, the same agendas that are global socialist in nature, and basically...
And let's get it out right now. George Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, they don't run the New World Order. Titular heads.
Well, yeah, it goes up a lot higher than their pay grade. It goes up to guys like Kissinger and then, you know, the Rockefellers and all that bunch, but it goes even above them. It goes to names we probably don't even know. They're the voices behind the voices behind the throne.
Well, I mean, with Crumps, Rothschilds, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha, those type of names.
And you've also got some Mings and Lings and Sachimos and Kachikos in there. I mean, we have Asians in this thing. We've got, you know, of course, Russians, European monarchies, big bank players, and so on the side of just pure evil. That their thing is a New World Order, the global socialist gig, where they what they're doing, and we're seeing it happen in our lifetime, is that they have created a new world status. Now, the new world status is simply this. We have the first world, and we have the third world countries. We knew who the third world countries were. We knew who the first world countries are.
We're going to all be lowered to second world status, and that's happening where the Federal Reserve pushes right now to lower the dollar. That's their policy.
Well, it's a multifaceted attack, and if you plotted this out with military generals, you couldn't have done a better job. You destroy the borders by two things, laws such as NAFTA and GATT, and at the same time, don't defend them.
Well, that's how the EU began as a, quote, trade deal. They mislabel things. Now they admit it's the Union of American States. And now, as you hear this, U.S. Army recruiter crosses Mexico border. They admit they're recruiting illegals and legals. And the news tries to deny it, Colonel.
Well, and the thing about it is, you can catch them red-handed, but you'll never hear about it because it'll get spiked because the media is totally controlled. Print and electronic media totally controlled, and other than shortwave radio and a few newsletters and websites, unless you dig, you're not going to find out what's really going on.
Well, you know, we're now on in Boston, D.C., New York. Why don't you say hi to folks in D.C., Craig?
Hey, all you guys in D.C., I know you remember me. I've been there a few times.
So, what would you say to folks at the Pentagon and in Congress and others that we've read in the Washington Times morale's the lowest it's ever been? Why is that, Colonel?
Well, you know, it was real low during the Clinton era for a lot of reasons. I think morale is up right now over this Iraqi thing.
The general troops, they said the Washington Times said the Pentagon.
Oh, the morale at the Pentagon. Well, you have two classes of class entities at the Pentagon. You've got it's very interesting that you open that door because my friends of star rank up there have told me in the past that you have two cliques. You've got the nationalist clique and you've got the globalist clique. And the word is pretty well filtered down through the ranks that unless you do a stint on the UN side of the House, the blue hat side, or do a stint with the Council on Foreign Relations or something along that line, then you don't consider getting more than one or two stars.
By the way, now they're showing a lot of generals on TV. It'll say former general and CFR. What is the CFR for those that don't know?
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of the Royal Society of International Affairs in London, which is the old roundtable group sponsored by the Bank of England, which is basically the Rothschild family. They're the international globalists that started here in the 1920s, I think around 1926, and goes back to Edward Mandel House and the Rockefellers and all of that. But they are directly linked to the monarchies of Europe. They're directly linked to the Rothschild families. And so on. And these people are the ones that, for the last 200 years, have tried to control this country by using a monetary system against us. And Lincoln ran afoul of them, and he was assassinated. Kennedy ran afoul of them. He was assassinated. And every time you try to tinker with what they've set up in the Federal Reserve System, the dog's just not going to bark very long. So basically, the CFR now controls all three branches of our government by putting members of their organization into staff positions, including the Pentagon and including the military ranks, including the service academies. The White House staff always has between 60 and 80 CFR members. So when you see General Barry McGaffrey pop up on the TV screen as a talking head when we go into some country and it says member of the CFR, they don't even hide it anymore. They're coming right out and saying, I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Like, that's like being a Rhodes Scholar, supposed to be some kind of great deal. And when you dig behind the scenes, you find out Rhodes Scholars are nothing more than little globalists who are trained show dogs to further the agenda of the Roundtable Group, which is the Royal Society of International Affairs in London. The same guys that get involved in all kinds of things that stretch everywhere from the streets of Punjab to Bohemian Grove.
For those that don't know, the globalists called for a totally enslaved country. No borders, children taken by the state at age 4, trained in dormitories, 85% tax rate, troops on the streets, a living Hades.
Well, they have a vision of the future being one that is totally controlled for their own safety and well-being, and they can't have the masses rise up against them. So basically, it's disarm the masses and keep us so busy doing something else.
Was it any surprise when the errand boy Bush, who's just a puppet like Clinton, is trying to reaffirm the Clinton gun ban, the magazine ban, and wants more gun control?
It didn't surprise me. The only difference between Republicans and Democrats at that level is if the Democrats vote to burn down Washington, the Republicans want to phase it in over a two-week period. The end result is the same. Because when you get to that level, as our congressman here found out as a freshman, and he replaced Steve Largent and went to Washington, he came back and his eyes were wide because he learned that he didn't really represent us. He represented the good old boy group in Washington, and if he wanted to play along, then he would have money for re-election. He would have perks and bennies. He would be given, some choice assignments. If he didn't want to play along, he'd be shoved in a corner and the door slammed on his face and stand a very little chance of being re-elected. Because, it's like, I think it was Lenin or Stalin won. There's a Stalin that said, it doesn't matter who votes or how many votes. It matters who counts the votes. And these people control the vote counting, too. So, we get into this kind of a scenario, and we have a deal where Washington is totally out of control of the people, and they do what they want to do. But Washington is only one tentacle of the beast that stretches all the way to London, to Frankfurt, to Basel, Switzerland, and to Moscow.
Yeah, let's make that clear. This whole fight between the EU and the U.S. is totally staged. The shareholders own all our central banks. They're having America play the part of the bad cop right now while legitimizing the bloodthirsty U.N. of the third world as the peacenik, when that couldn't be further from the truth. And it's all one giant amalgamation. Now, there's been a lot of news of government-sponsored terrorism coming out. I've got the London Guardian and the Belfast Telegraph today. Top double agent NIRA guilty of up to 40 murders. And it turns out the head of the IRA's intelligence and terror arm was a British agent, and that he carried the terror out for the British government as a pretext to have a militarized Northern Ireland. Now, we saw Putin blow up the apartment buildings. That's now admitted fact. We see what's happened with these other terror attacks. How important is government-sponsored terror to the globalists to get control of our lives?
Well, it's one of the oldest tricks in the world. I think this thing goes all the way back into biblical times, because if you look at the Reichstag fire, It was a means to get the German people behind Hitler and Hitler to take over and subdue the communists. He blamed the whole thing on the Communist Party, and then of course they staged a bogus Polish army attack on a German radio station across the border into Germany so that they could attack Poland. Blame it on, hurt yourself, blame it on the bad guys, use the media to gain control of the minds of the people. They did the same thing in Oklahoma City. We definitely linked McVeigh and Nichols into these Iraqi Republican Guards, down to the names of them, down to enough to arrest them and probably convict them, but the government didn't even want to take the information. They didn't even want to know about it.
That's because, and in the new film, we have the L.A. Times and the Washington Post from 93, Congress says bringing in Iraqis dangerous. These guys were brought in by Bush and Clinton. They worked for the CIA and had ties back to the 70s and 80s. They didn't work for Saddam.
Well, they worked for whoever gave them orders, and whoever gave them orders wanted a building in the heartland of America to go down for several reasons, and one of them was to help pass the Omnibus Crime Control Act of 1996, which was basically I would call it the Patriot One, and then the others would be the Patriot Two and Three, because it was the predecessor to the other two. It was the one that had such ridiculous things in it when you read it that if three guys got together in the woods deer hunting, and they happened to be in camouflage, clothing of it doesn't matter what kind, and have rifles and be standing.
You haven't heard in Minnesota and Illinois and places they're actually raiding deer hunters now and arresting them, saying they're engaged in paramilitary.
Well, that's what this was. This would designate them as terrorists undergoing terrorist training. It also the deal, of hiring Hong Kong police officers to serve as national police in the United States.
Oh yeah, and now they've signed the deal for Canadian and Mexican troops to come in during terror attacks and during Top Off too. They admit Canadian troops on our soil. Is that a concern to you?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you've got any foreigner on our soil trying to do anything to enforce any kind of laws in this country, it should be a great concern.
I mean, the military involvement in law enforcement is bad enough.
Yeah.
They just said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Why is that the hallmark of a police state?
Well, that's the one thing that we put in after the Civil War because of things that the Union Army did in the South, to keep the military separate from civil law enforcement. Because, number one, the military gets heavy-handed. The military is designed to go places, break things, ruin real estate, and kill people. It is not designed to go in and deal with communities. And because of that, you don't want power shifted to the military branch and put it in the hands of generals and so on, because, you end up with, exactly as you said, a police state, which we did have in 1865, 1866, 1867, until they finally got Posse Comitatus to pull the military out and send them west.
I had family raped and killed in East Texas. We have tombstones at family cemeteries that say killed by Union soldiers, women, children.
And that's what happens when the military gets out of hand.
Our hotel in Teague, Texas, was burned to the ground.
So what they did is they put the shackles on that with Posse Comitatus. The problem was they wrote it only for the Army because that's all they were worried about at the time. Because
now they can use Marines and others.
But they found out they could use Marines. They found out they could use Naval personnel. And guess what? In 1947, when they separated the Air Force off of the Army, they can use Air Force personnel and they don't violate Posse Comitatus. So they found a way to do an end run around it.
Absolutely. And I've had the former JAG officer on, who's now a professor in Chicago, and he said in 96, was already gone. They're now just letting us know it's gone, using the terror as an excuse. Colonel Roberts, I want to talk about this headline here about how America's now a global empire. Talk about any key issues you want to discuss and take calls. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
Welcome back. We're moving fast. We've got Craig into the next hour. We're going to take your calls. Folks, you don't want to live under this New World Order, and they've got us all debating Bill Clinton, Al Gore, George Bush. They're not running anything, folks. They're puppets, bottom line. The New World Order agrees on the same agenda when it comes down to the bottom line. That's enslavement of you and your family, and we better cause a real debate in this country. It's over. Colonel Roberts, how do we stop this thing? I mean, it's clear that we stopped their forced inoculation of 11 million people. The cops, the firemen, the medical workers said, no way, Jose. That's holding them up. They didn't get the Kissinger appointment over the Whitewash Commission on 911. They're not getting a lot of things they want through education. We're having victories. If we weren't doing this, they'd have had the New World Order in 1913. How do we stop the New World Order? Because the point is, they won't leave us alone. They're taking our liberty while claiming they're giving Iraqis liberty. How do we stop this thing?
Well, they've pretty much won the entire rest of the world. We are the last domino. And the one thing we cannot do right up front, number one, is give up our Second Amendment rights. If we do that, if we allow that to occur, then it's a done deal. We've lost. Number two, we have to educate ourselves and each other and do our homework and keep up with what's going on and read between the lines of the news and so on, and have guys like you and me running around, you know, waving the flag and telling everybody what's really going on and explaining it to them and translating what's going on. And number three, and probably as important as the other two, is take over our school systems again. Put them back into local control with monitoring from the parents and get them out of the state-controlled hands. Because if they win the minds of the children, they win. Because we'll be gone someday. And as an example, I just got back from Pasadena, and I spoke at the Southern California Republican Convention Association or something like that. And they expect about 200 people to show up. We had about 70 show up for an all-day deal. I was there. General Parton was there. Some other speakers were there as well. We spoke for a little over an hour. And I looked out in that room, and there wasn't anybody below the age of 60 in the room. I think I was the youngest guy there at 56.
Well, we have meetings here in Austin, and over half the folks are below 30, so we have thousands that show up and hundreds to any meeting we set. So we need more young leaders. Here's an example, L.A. Times. Many school texts distort history, slamming the U.S. and glorifying despotic regimes. I have one they use in Texas, a world history book. It says Mao was good, helped the people, the Second Amendment is bad. Actually says that. And Josh Sugarman of Handgun Control Incorporated and the Violence Policy Center says in our local paper. He said, we're going to get your guns. We've got your kids. So they know what they're doing, don't they?
Oh, they're trying real hard, and they're trying to convince us they've already won, and it's hopeless to fight against them. But the thing is, they haven't won anything yet, as long as we can do several things right now, and that is get back in control of the situation by getting in control of our own school systems, getting control of our own state legislatures. We've got to start at the local level first.
Absolutely. Listen to this headline. The American Empire, like it or not, it's reality. Embrace it. Get used to it. Chicago Tribune.
Well, I got bad news for those guys. It may be that way in downtown Chicago, but it's not that way in downtown Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. So, you know, the majority of America right now, a lot of them are waking up. We're out here where we don't have a microphone to talk to. We're out here where we don't have a TV camera to broadcast to everybody, but we're still out here. And so the thing about it is the Army is huge. It's out here. But what we've got to do is we've got to start putting into motion a sequence of events to take the country back. And
we've also got to get focused on real issues. You know, on my show, in your presentations, we talk about real things. So many of the so-called patriots are off in la-la land with visions and flying saucers, and that's also hurting us.
Well, and all of that is diversifying the forces. That takes away from the main thrust of the thing. That's like just if we investigate the Oklahoma City bombing case, and all of a sudden we had all these different media guys launching us off into different directions. So investigate the militias, investigate the right ones, investigate Pat Robertson, investigate Elohim City, investigate, you know, and when you start splitting your forces up, you dilute the progress of the actual mission at hand.
All right, stay there. Call's coming up. Bunch of other news items we haven't hit on yet. We'll get Colonel Roberts' take. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back with your calls. Stay with me.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear. Who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America? Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our ability.